Shirley.
All right, Mr. Bundy, you can pick up, please.
Hello.
Thank you, Mr. Bundy.
Yes?
Mr. Bundy on 9-2.
Mr. President, I've got three small matters. One, the AEC has scheduled a Project Plowshare, Peaceful Uses experiment, which will vent and may be detected in Canada. The recommendation of state and of myself, and I'm pretty sure of Bob McNamara, is that we ought to put this off till after the election. You don't want the Russians accusing you of breaking the treaty. There'll be some fuss in the commission, but they themselves are not prepared to do it in the grazing season because of fear of American farmers complaining, which seems to me to make it clear that we're not quite ready to run these risks. I would prefer to sign the instruction myself than to sign you on it directly unless you are deeply interested in it. Or is there
anything
you'd like me to check?
No, it's all right if all of you agree on it.
Well, as I say, Seaborg would love to do it, but he's a special interested party, and I think I can cool him off. If I get a tough reaction, I'll come back.
Right.
Second, Ray Klein, who was your special emissary to Chiang Kai-shek, is back with a personal message to you from Chiang. We need to be able to say that he has seen you. Would you be willing just to shake his hand?
Yeah.
He's done the stuff with me.
Yeah.
I'll skip.
What happened on that, incidentally?
Generalissimo did the... why did they break?
Yeah.
Because the French... We've given it all to Joe Alsop, and I think it'll make a hell of a column tomorrow. The French went in and said... the arrival of the exchange of charges is going to take place, and when the charges have taken place, there will be no reason for being for your representative in Paris. Now, they did it as an oral instruction, and the Chinese just didn't want to humble themselves by having their man actually thrown out of Paris. No, they should have said that. Zhao is going to give it a blast tomorrow unless he changes his mind, and I think that'll catch up a little bit.
Yeah.
The second item is that there's a... an action plan to put some policy planning responsibility in the Department of State for National Policy Paper Series. And I can sign this, but it'd be some advantage, and you're looking as if you were reorganizing planning. Can I send that up for you to look at? I think it's a good paper.
Right.
Third item, no, I think I've done it. I did Young Klein. That's where we are. We're working on this speech for California. Do you have any further guidance you'd like to give on that?
No.
I've talked to Jack about it, and we'll. It ought to be short, it seems to me, but that's a very good time to do a foreign speech.
I told Ted this morning I thought St. Louis we probably ought to indirectly answer Nixon without saying so. We ought to point up what the situation is in Cuba and what it is in Panama and what it is in Cyprus, be constructive and affirmative and say, now,
right.
Some people are against everything, but...
Is St. Louis mainly a foreign affairs speech, or is it a
No, it's a 200-year celebration of St. Louis, but we can put some of that in there.
You can get some of that in there, sure, because then it'll fit easy. We've sent the message to Khrushchev. They took your draft with two or three very small changes, and that has been delivered orally through Dobrynin. And as I say, those are non-existent messages, and I think better stay that way.
Okay, anything else?
Paul is in from Cyprus.
What does he say?
He says that he's going to have a very tough time with the Turks, and he hopes that we will all keep our mouths very tight shut over the notion of not having an American contingent, because the Turks got signed on hard to this, and that they regard it as the only piece of the package that's any good for them. I'm not optimistic about this mission of his. The most that we're likely to get, there's just a chance, however, that he may get everybody signed on to a Commonwealth affair. The real trouble is that Makarios is not going to quit without more UN blanket than the British are yet ready to agree to. But
Is he back? Ball back?
Ball is in Turkey, Mr. President. He'll be in. He's going on to Cyprus either tonight or tomorrow, and he won't be back here until.
So we won't know what Makarios will do till he talks to him.
No, we really won't, and we may not know even then because the Archbishop's a very fly guy, and he's cagey.
Any more on Cuba?
That's quiet, Mr. President. That so far is so far so good on that one. We're meeting this afternoon to talk about the
British. Panama Committee has gone down, is that
Panama
right?
Committee has gone down. How'd you make out with Mike Mansfield? Does he have any...
No, I didn't get in. I just talked to him about civil rights. I didn't get into all this other with him.
Well, civil rights is the gut problem. You're absolutely right. That's the... But yesterday was a good day on that.
What are you going to do about Africa?
I've told Harriman that you are prepared to let him off that trip if he'll come in with a series of workable recommendations on these tough areas. The hot one at the moment is the Congo. We have Mahoney back here. We're also a lot of heat from the Kaiser over in these tough. We have Mahoney back here. We're also a lot of heat from that Kaiser over us here. We're going to put on that dam. And we have our city. Not right yet, but we keep him in place for the next 8 or 9 months, unless you want to make a fuss.
I don't know enough about it, but it looks to me like it is awful. We'll spend $185 million on some guy treating us that way. I don't know.
Well, that's that is the balance of choice, and we will have Harriman, and I think it would be good if you'd be willing to see Mahoney. Would you like a meeting on the Congo later on when they're ready?
Yeah.
When they have their recommendations, we'll bring them in. I think it'll be after the Hume visit.
Should we have any meetings today?
You have one on Hume at 5:30 this afternoon. I don't believe you need anything on the others. Have you made a decision on the Vietnamese thing, Mr. President, whether to put this
guy? No, I guess that's all we can do, though.
I think unless you're prepared to order the Secretary to do something he doesn't want to do, I don't see what else you can do, to be honest with you. And whether I would do that in your position, that depends enormously on your sense of how you want to handle your relation to your Secretary of State. It's a very personal matter of choice.
I'd like to go along with him if I could. I don't like to be...
I think we've got to give this a try and tell him that you expect him to work out the other in due course the next time you have a chance.
Okay.
All right, sir. Will you sign that thing, then? It's up there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah.